she just felt that for her blood type, she needed coffee. And 12 a.m. was the time to drink coffee. Now, this ain't decaf, okay? This person was strange. Yeah, well, in my opinion, she needed to lay the hell off that coffee because it made her have these crazy weird tics. And I think it was all coffee at 12 a.m. Mind you, this person is not working third shift or anything like that. They're just crazy. So, anyway, we had an incident at my regional one time that took place in the Washington, D.C. area, we shall say. One of those airports. Who knows? It could have been Dulles, DCA, BWI. You try to figure that out. Yeah, so I'm on a roll here with Crazy Flight Attendants. This is Crazy Flight Attendants Part 2. And we're going to resume here with Crazy Flight Attendants Part 2. And boy, do I know some. I just kid. Well, I know a few. And I'm sure whatever profession, whatever industry you're in, you know some crazy people too. And that might depend on the industry. Sometimes it's just people. Regardless of what industry you're in. Now, the last episode, I talked about other airlines, basically. Not particularly my own regional, other than the hotel talk. But in this episode, I will talk about a couple of crazy flight attendants at my regional. But I want to... Well, actually, let's talk about that now. There was one that I was kind of friends with, but she just turned out to be a little too much. But she was pretty interesting, had some weird tics about her. This person believed that she needed coffee for her blood type in order for her to have optimal health. And this person would make a pot of coffee at 12 a.m. Not because she did third shift or had some place to go. She just felt that for her blood type, she needed coffee. And 12 a.m. was the time to drink coffee. Now, this ain't decaf, okay? This person was strange. Yeah, well, in my opinion, she needed to lay the hell off that coffee because it made her have these crazy weird tics. And I think it was all coffee at 12 a.m. Mind you, this person is not working third shift or anything like that. They're just crazy. So... Anyway, we had an incident at my regional one time that took place in the Washington, D.C. area, we shall say. One of those airports. Who knows? It could have been Dulles, DCA, BWI. You try to figure that out. I won't say. Anywho, the story went around that she was suspected of using drugs. Now, I'm going to tell you how I got to this story. Now, I flew with the captain not too long after her incident, and she told me her version of the story. And then I also sat on a deadhead flight with that actual flight attendant, and she told me her version of the story in front of passengers in the very first row. Now, the captain's version of the story and her version of the story, it's not that they were drastically different, but when you put the two stories together, everything made total sense. So the captain, this female captain, proceeded to tell me that, you know, they had the flight boarded up and it was a full flight and they were going to, I believe, West Virginia, maybe. So they're about to close the door and the captain gets a call from dispatch to stay there at the gate because a airport manager or supervisor was coming over, and I believe with police or something like that, or security, and that's what happened. They came over, they get on board, they tell the flight attendant that, hey, we need to talk to your captain. She's standing there kind of eavesdropping, and the captain was like, let me speak to my flight attendant. She was like, so-and-so, they're saying that you're on drugs or something. And she's like, no, I'm not. Da, 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 da. Well, we're going to have to deplane everybody and they're going to take you off and give you a drug test. And pretty much that's the story she told me. And that was about it. That's what happened. They ferried the plane to small town West Virginia. That flight attendant stayed there in the Washington area and got their drug test. It came up negative. It probably came up with a lot of coffee in her blood, which is technically a drug, but it's not an illegal drug. Because if it was, all flight crew members in America would be arrested. Okay? But yeah. But no illegal drugs or anything like that came up in her system. Now, I know this person, or I knew this person, and they have a very strong personality. And I can see why someone might have thought that she was on drugs. Because she can come off a bit, not a bit, very abrasive over the smallest things. And just a bit nuts, to be honest. A bit damn nuts. So anyway, I was on her deadheaded on her flight. And she proceeded to tell me her version of what happened, which was quite interesting. She said she was in that airport. She went inside to get her Dunkin' Donuts because that was her thing, Dunkin' Donuts. She didn't drink anything else. Starbucks was beneath her, whatever. And that airport has plenty of DD, okay? Dunkin' Donuts is what I mean. She went in to get her Dunkin' Donuts. Now, this setup at this airport, it's kind of quite dangerous for us to get off and to walk through this remote part of the airport and then to go inside. And I think she caught a shuttle bus inside with the passengers, went and got her coffee. And then she was proceeding to go back out. They were like, hey, you can't walk out there like that. You have to take a shuttle bus. Hang on a sec. We'll get one for you. Now, I don't know if she misunderstood the gate agent or whatever, but she said the gate agent was like, all right, we got a shuttle bus for you. They'll take you out to your plane. Go right ahead. The shuttle is right there for you. She walked out, went the wrong direction or something, came back in. This is her telling me this story. She told me she cursed out the gate agent. I can't remember what exactly she said to her, but she said she cursed her out. She goes, you told me that bus, not this one, and da 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 da. And me knowing this person and her personality, the way she may have come off was probably just hella crazy. Plus, this person walks in this weird zigzag, and I told you she has these weird tics, and I think it's from drinking coffee at midnight every night. But anyway, so with that combination of what I know of her and the visual of probably this gate agent talking to her, she probably did think she was on drugs. But she curses her out. She gets on the right shuttle, goes out to the airplane. They board up, blah, 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 blah. And here comes the manager and supervisor, and I think, you know, airport police. And they're like, yo, she's been accused of being on drugs. We got to pull her off and test her. And that's what happened. That's the crazy of that flight attendant. When you have personalities like that and people that are confrontational in that way in this industry of dealing with people, yeah, you're going to come off crazy. That's a crazy story. I don't think I've ever been accused. No. I know I have never been accused of that. I don't believe in showing up to work drunk and things like that. And I won't. It's just not that serious. Now, she was probably on a coffee high, and then plus her personality and how crazy she was. But I'm not surprised that happened to her. We had another flight attendant at this company. I think it was a decade ago. And she basically had a little drinky poo on one flight, got to this airport in the South, and the passengers got off the airplane and reported her to the gate agents. The gate agents had to like take them on their word and investigate, and they went looking for her. And they found her on another aircraft that they were supposed to swap to, and she was passed out, and there was like mini bottles of Jack Daniels from the story that I was told. So they had to cancel the flight, ferry the flight to another small town, and they put her in a cab and sent her back to our small base. Because once you're found out to be drunk or like things like that, you're not going to get on an airplane. They're not going to send you on an airplane as a deadhead either, because they don't want you acting a fool on the flight. And they can't do that because you as a passenger can't, technically can't be boarding the flight drunk. If we see it, we can deny you. Yes, we can deny you. And if you give me a second, I'll find the FAR for you to let you know that we can deny you. So we're definitely going to let an employee that's been found to be drunk get on a major airline and send them back home that way. The airline. So they had to send her back in a cab from somewhere in South Carolina, which would have been, I don't know, I think about a 9-hour cab ride back home, but they're responsible for sending her home. And I believe she was fired consequently after the investigation after that. But yes, these things unfortunately may happen. They're rare, but they do happen. I mean, airlines hire people, and people are people, and people have problems, just like in any other industry. So we're going to talk about the JetBlue flight attendant. And this goes along the lines of security. I'll talk just a little bit about this because I don't want to talk too much about it. For security reasons, but we do have this thing called known crew member, KCM. And it's basically where crew members can kind of sort of bypass security because unlike the general public, we've been employed with this airline and we have already gone through a rigorous security criminal background check. And that those things are in the system. So KCM knows that. Or Homeland Security knows that. That's the programs through Homeland Security with airlines to allow their crew members to come through. You check them, identify themselves. We don't have to go through the security line. And then we can just get on our airplanes and get going. Because we're trusted. We're known crew member, right? But we do get randoms. And the reason we get randomly checked or have to go through security screening like everybody else is because of people like this JetBlue flight attendant, which you probably heard this story a few years back. I'm going to pull my story from ABC News, abcnews.go.com. And it's titled JetBlue flight attendant charged with leaving 70 pounds of cocaine at the airport. The story is by Tom Liddy. And this was published on March 24th, 2016. All right. And this is about Miss Marsha Reynolds was allegedly had about 11 packages of coke, each labeled Big Ranch. Now, this detail I did not know. Wow. So it starts out with, a JetBlue flight attendant was charged Wednesday with possession with the intent to distribute nearly 70 pounds of cocaine. 70 pounds, people. 70 pounds of cocaine after dropping it at security and fleeing from Los Angeles International Airport, according to the prosecutors and court documents. Marshall Reynolds, 31, of Jamaica, New York, surrendered to the Drug Enforcement Administration at JFK Airport in New York that Wednesday afternoon. The criminal complaint says she approached the known crew member checkpoint at LAX Friday evening and was randomly selected for additional screening. Now, this is what this story states here. Was she randomly selected or were people catching on to her? I don't know. So the article continues on with, upon arriving at the checkpoint, Reynolds dropped her luggage, removed her shoes, and fled the area running down an upward traveling escalator. Running downward an upward traveling escalator and away from TSA officers, prosecutors said in the statement. Officials said that law enforcement at the scene did not chase after her because they needed to make sure the bags didn't contain, explosives or any other dangerous devices. Inside the bags, investigators allegedly found 11 packages with cocaine, each labeled Big Ranch. Wow. So, like I said earlier, we have known crew member we can go through because we've already had our very extensive criminal background checks, things like that. Maybe a lot of people don't know that in order to work at an airport, an airline, all employees must go through criminal background checks, from the gate agent to the baggage handler, ramp, ground personnel. You know the airline pilot needs to get one done. Not just on criminal background checks, but also drug testing and things like that. Okay? We have to do these things in order to work for airlines. Because a lot of people try to, or people in the past, or even now, try to sneak things through the airlines. Illegal things. Sorry, I don't mean to press my pen. Things like that. There is I remember a story, I don't know how long ago this was, but there was an American flight attendant who had her son on her traveling pass. He worked for Delta as a baggage handler, ramp personnel, ground personnel. So what he was doing was transporting firearms, illegal firearms, from Atlanta all the way up to New York City. How was he doing that? He was bypassing security because he had these early 4 a.m. shifts. And when he came in, TSA wasn't there at that. It's not there at that time. I don't think they come into 5 a.m. or something like that when they open up those security gates. So if they got a report at 4 a.m., they can bypass that. So he'd bring his illegal guns, bring them through, and then would stay in the airport, I guess. And then from there, non-revved on his mother's American Airlines pass with carry-ons, I assume it was, because I know he didn't check that. But if he had these guns in his carry-ons and he hadn't gone through security checkpoint that morning, he could bring that as a carry-on. And no one knows that that stuff is in there. And after a while, they caught on to him. And I believe the mom was fired. I'm not sure if she knew this was going on or not. All right, on to more crazy flight attendants. This is a new story. This happened in May 20th, 2021. The story is by Jessica Kwan of the Detroit Metro Times. And it's titled, "A Detroit Flight Attendant Was Fired by Delta for Calling Out an Internet Troll." So it says on October 7th, Delta Airlines flight attendant fired was 26-year-old flight attendant Kirsten Bach for posts on her personal Facebook account, which they claim violated the company's social media policy, including one which she clapped back at an internet troll. Yes, like most companies, and at my airline, we do have social media policies. But yeah, those things, we do have those here, just like anyone else in America. So last June, Bach, a native of Saline, Michigan, never heard of it, launched a feminist merchandise company called, That Effing Feminist is what it's called. You figure out the effing part. Where she sells a wide variety of items, including mugs exhibiting Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez image atop a banner that says, "Bees get stuff done," and infant onesies that read "Black Lives Matter." But as a result of her irreverent site, Bach says she began receiving roughly 10 to 15 harassing Facebook messages on any given week. "It's a very feminist, liberal themed business, which makes a lot of men angry," Bach tells the Metro Times. Yeah, I have not heard this story, so it's new to me as well as you. Continuing on, it says in one of the posts which led to her termination, Bach addressed an internet troll by saying she now refers to as Baby Brian, who called her one dumb woman. Ooh, la-di-da. She posted a screenshot of the message on August 29th alongside the caption, "Imagine having the ego of a white man in America, no idea who this guy is, just some random snowflake who messaged me and immediately blocked me so I couldn't respond." It says later on September 10th, a representative from Delta Airlines called Bach with concerns regarding her social media. So she subsequently removed her profile picture in which she dons the company's uniform and the Delta logo visible in the background, along with the employment listing in her Facebook bio. She was then called into a nearly two-hour-long meeting with her supervisors, during which she was shown printed images from her Facebook page, like her previously profile, her previous profile picture, and the printed image of her response to the internet troll. The screenshot of the online harassment she received was cropped out entirely. Box says that her supervisors particularly took issue with her usage of the word snowflake. Are you serious? Which she had employed as a tongue-in-cheek subversion of the derogatory slang term typically aimed towards liberals or by conservatives to imply that they have an inflated sense of uniqueness, an unwarranted sense of entitlement, or an overly emotional, easily offended, and unable to deal with opposing opinions, according to Wikipedia. That's because her supervisors are probably snowflakes. Wow. This sounds very stupid, in my opinion. It still goes on to say that Box says she was asked during this meeting if snowflake, is a racial term to demean white people, which she denies was her intentions. From what I see in this picture here in this article, this is a Caucasian woman, but, or maybe they took some random picture of a Delta flight attendant. I don't know. Regardless, she says, you can't be racist towards white people, especially as a white person. Oh, well, I was correct. That is her in the picture. Then in early October, she was suspended without pay and eventually fired the following week through a phone call. She appealed her termination within 48 hours, and that was rejected. So I'll put the links for these articles in the podcast notes so you can look at these things yourself. But, yeah. Wow. Yeah, you got to be careful with that social media out there. This is not that crazy per se. I don't know what's going on in this apartment, but there's a lot of dogs barking. I'm sorry, y'all, if y'all hear that in the background. I am in the closet, but I can hear it. These dogs through my headphones. So I wonder what's going on. Sorry about that. Anyway. So she was fired for calling out the internet troll. Now, when I first saw this article, I thought they meant like she recognized them on the airplane and got on the PA. I was like, yeah, you are crazy for doing that. But this is not what happened. So, I mean, speaking of social media policies at my airline, I do know a couple of friends who are called out for some things. I don't know why they were particularly called out. Somebody is turning her, this one friend in, because I post stuff here and there and I don't get phone calls about it. And it might be the same type of thing, but yeah, you just gotta be careful. I sometimes feel like my airline does target certain people that they find undesirable, in my opinion, especially if they're out on medical, or they have to go back and forth for medical. It's like they really want to get rid of those people. They want them gone. They can't legally do it, so they'll try to find another way to do it legally. So they might use something like that against them. So yeah, you got to be careful at work. You know, that's how things go. And that's how things are sometimes.
According to ECFR, no person may drink any alcoholic beverage aboard an aircraft unless the certificate holder operating the aircraft has served that beverage to him
or her. And CFR stands for Code of Federal Regulations. And this is the important one that I was talking about. No certificate holder may allow any person to board any of its aircraft if that person appears to be intoxicated. There you have it. If you appear to be drunk, I won't word it that way because I gotta be careful. But if you appear to be intoxicated, appear to be is the key word here. Yeah, you will be denied boarding. You should be denied boarding. Hey guys, just real quick, if you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and shoot me an email. And don't forget to check out the blog at myneedlejet.com.